We know that parental rights, huge, huge issue here in the midterms, both on the federal, state, local level, probably a big issue in your home. And we know that during the pandemic, there was a lot of frustration among parents who watched as their children struggled with remote learning. And many of them voiced their opinions at school board meetings. And we saw model students overnight become mediocre students. In spite of the best efforts by parents like you, by their teachers, it just didn't work. And yet when parents voiced these concerns, in some cases, they were met with serious pushback from school officials. School officials who opened dossiers on them, basically surveilled them on social media, in some cases even called their employers. It was out-and-out harassment. Well, now a Chippewa Valley mom is filing suit against her school district for much the same behavior. Let's learn more about it from Steve DeLee. He is Director of Labor Policy and Workers for Opportunity at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, which is providing the legal representation for this mom. And we welcome Steve in this afternoon. Hi there, Steve.
Hi, Guy. Thanks for having me.
This really all begins with a special needs student who really struggled under lockdown and remote learning, and a mom that just wasn't having it. She wanted to make sure that she advocated on his behalf. Tell us her story.
Absolutely. So our client's name is Sandra Horndon. She's a police officer, and she has a son who has some special needs, needs some individualized attention to really excel in his education. And, you know, before the pandemic started, he was doing amazing. He had a 3.5 GPA. He was being very successful. And then the pandemic hit. And through remote learning and then through later hybrid learning, where it was part remote, part in person, he really started to struggle. He dropped to a 1.2 GPA, and our client spoke out against the policies that were causing that.
And when she spoke out, I mean, did she cross the line by her own admission? Did she maybe go a little too far?
Well, there's a difference there. So was some of her rhetoric heated? Yeah, it was heated. At the same time, she was trying to fight for her child. And did any of it cross a legal boundary? No. This kind of speech she was engaged in is what you would expect. That of a mother who's frustrated with bad policy and who's using her constitutional rights to stand up and fight against it.
So is this a First Amendment lawsuit?
It is. It's a First Amendment retaliation lawsuit. In response to our client's efforts to challenge this policy, one board member contacted her employer and tried to basically accuse her of conduct unbecoming of a police officer. And then a day after Merrick Garland issued his memo about investigating parents at school board meetings, the school board president admitted to referring her to the Department of Justice.
And what were, I mean, obviously she must have pushed back at some point on this when she, and how did she learn about this, that they'd actually filed a complaint with the DOJ?
Well, it actually came to light via a FOIA request. So another parent had made a FOIA request that revealed this communication where the school board president contacts the other members and says, oh, by the way, I've referred this person to the DOJ.
So in this case, you feel her free speech was violated. Did they try to retaliate in any way against her child, or was there any kind of other pushback that was more above board, not behind closed doors?
Not that I'm aware of, but the tragic part of this case is that her child was already suffering because of the loss in learning. And it has an upswing. She eventually moved him to another district where he's performing much better. But there was still a lot of damage here. And parents have a right to speak out to defend the policies that they believe will best educate their kids. And retaliation against that is, in our opinion, unconstitutional.
No question. But we do know, and we've seen this before, where inflammatory speech can turn into alarming actions. We tell kids at school, if you see something, say something, right? In the wake of these school shootings. So is it reasonable that these board members felt that maybe she'd gone over the top and that there needed to be some extra vigilance there? Or is this an issue where these are just thin-skinned school officials who didn't want to hear complaining?
I think it was an overreach by the school officials. The only threat that our client has ever made was a legal threat. There is no correspondence or communication from her that would raise the alarm in terms of physical safety or violence. I think the school board didn't like that they were facing all of this pushback, and they saw an opportunity to take measures to try and prevent themselves from having to be subject to it.
Well, and I guess if they had felt legitimately threatened, I mean, if they felt that she was going over the top and that she maybe was, I mean, she is a police officer, so she has access to a weapon, things like that, they would have made a formal complaint to the Harper Woods Police Department, correct?
Well, certainly. And even more than that, I'd imagine there'd be significantly more investigatory activity. And none of that happened. I mean, our client was cleared of any disciplinary charges. She wasn't disciplined as a result of the referral. And I think that really speaks volumes about the level that her behavior rose mm-hmm. to and how it did not justify the board's response.
Well, and really in this suit, she says she's not just fighting for herself. She's fighting for other parents, too. What is it she's seeking?
Well, in terms of actual damages, we are only asking for a dollar. Her rights have been violated, so you automatically get some kind of damage.
So this isn't a money grab, and if anybody makes that argument, they're going to be shocked at what she's asking for.
Exactly. I mean, what our client really wants is vindication. She wants the board to recognize that what it did was wrong, and she wants to encourage other parents to see that they can't be bullied in this way just for fighting for their kids.
We'll reach out to Chippewa Valley School District, I'm sure, because it's pending litigation. They'll give us they can't comment because it's pending. If they issued an apology tomorrow and said we overreacted, and would that be acceptable?
Well, I'd have to talk to my client, but my instinct says that's really what she's after, is an admission of guilt, an apology, and an acknowledgement that this kind of thing won't happen again.
Well, and she has said that this has been, you know, a hellish experience for her, and she doesn't want others to go through that. Is that pretty much her sentiment?
Absolutely. She doesn't want anyone to experience this, and she doesn't want those parents who may agree with her but don't want to speak out to be afraid that this is going to happen to them.
All right. Well, we will await the outcome there. I know there was some comparisons to Nazi Germany and things like that. It is not rhetoric that we have not heard before. I mean, it was pretty standard stuff. And Steve, do you think any of this would have happened absent that letter for the National Association of School Boards comparing angry parents to domestic terrorists, or because of Attorney General Merrick Garland? I mean, did they set the stage for this in your mind?
To a degree. So the complaint to her employer, I had largely nothing to do with that. But it certainly is an interesting timing that Attorney General Garland's memo came out the day before that complaint was made to the DOJ.
Yeah. Can this also be chalked up to the fact that these are, in some cases, newcomers to public service, and they just don't know their own lane?
Maybe. I'm not as intimately familiar with how long the board has been working together. But I think we would all agree that during the pandemic, most of our government bodies faced a challenge they hadn't seen before,
certainly,
an opposition they hadn't seen before.
All right. Steve Lee, we will await the outcome. Thank you for your time and for your representation. And give our best to your plaintiff, and I hope that her child is doing better. I understand that he switched schools and that his grades are up and things seem to be improving.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me, Guy.
All right, Steve DeLee from the Mackinac Center. Your thoughts on this? 1-800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WJR. Would you accept an apology, or do you think that someone maybe should pay a higher price than that? Let's get to your calls next here on The Guy Gordon Show.